Blog Welcome Talk to Radio.
Welcome to the show today. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, has promised to cast a seer's eye on 2017, and I'm wondering where our wonderful seer is. Can you see into this little bit of the future? Oh my goodness, where are you, Ada Marie? I know everyone is waiting, and hopefully she'll show up any moment. So I don't understand where she can be. Let's see if I can call her on another line. Ada Marie, we're looking for you. Let's see, here we go. And I'm calling her. Where are you? The show is starting.
I don't know.
773-955-0775. And we got people waiting about 10 minutes for you. Okay, bye. Hello. Okay. So, how many times have you wished a world-famous seer would give you a hint as to what your new year holds? And tonight is your chance, and Ada Marie is going to be calling in right now. She must have been so deep in meditation, she lost track of time. So I hope you've thought very hard and long about your questions that you're going to ask, because each Ada Marie will answer one for each caller. And this has been a really tumultuous year, hasn't it? And as it winds down, I know Ada Marie has been deep, deep in meditation for the last day or so. And she's been asking for guidance and just exactly what to tell you and to glimpse to the future that is in store of us. So, she'll be coming on any minute now, and I'm very puzzled as to what's happening. At any rate, let me give you a chance to introduce yourselves. Here's a lady who's been waiting the longest time, so I'll get you on first. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you? What's your name?
My name's Laura.
You're what? No.
Laura.
Laura.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Well, Ada Marie is calling on the other line. 1 second. Hello? It's... No. It's 0775. But you said you dialed 0275. Okay, 713. Okay. Hello, Ada Marie has been calling in and she can't seem to get in. Isn't that strange?
Oh.
But
yeah.
She'll be here momentarily. Where are you from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Ah, okay. And I'm in New York. And Oracle Arizona should be coming in soon. I just don't know why she's having such trouble calling in. But Well, she did call back. She called me on my cell phone to find out what happened. Very. One second. Let me just.
Thank you.
I think she may be down in 773 instead of 713. Did you ever have a hard time reading your own handwriting?
Yes.
Hi, Ada Marie. Are you still having trouble?
Yes, I am.
Okay, dial. No. It's 713. Uh-huh. 955-0775. Okay. There we go. That must be the answer. She was dialing 773 instead of 713.
There you
go. We write numbers down so fast, sometimes it's hard to get through with them. So, at any rate, we are here, and I'm looking forward to a fantastic year myself. I took a little trip into Never Never Land this last year and broke my hip. So. I know positively that 17 is going to be a much better year.
Yeah,
I feel really
I'm
good
sure
about it.
It will be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to 17.
Definitely. I felt very good about the first part of the year. The first 6 months just went great. And then funny things began to happen. But, you know, we are looking forward to a full eclipse of the sun in August this year. So I know this is going to be a spectacular year.
Oh, good. I could use that.
I understand. Well, Miss Ada Marie does seem to be having a lot of trouble. You know, sometimes when you are so deep in meditation, you come out and you're half there and half here. It's happened to me many a time. I work as a spiritual healer, and very frequently I will find myself in two worlds, one foot in each world.
That makes sense. I've heard that.
Yeah. When I came out of trance a couple of times in my spiritual development class, someone asked about some of the health products I was working with, and my Indian astrologer came up and said, "So-and-so wants to buy some of the products," and I said, "That's nice." And just turned around and continued talking. You have no idea how this can happen. But you know, Ada Marie is so remarkable. She works with people on many, many different levels, and I have seen her do some pretty remarkable things. But she doesn't seem to be able to crack the code of getting on this line right now, which is mighty, mighty strange.
Do you know what number she's calling in from?
Yeah, she's calling from 520-896-9510.
Okay. Okay. And she's not popping up there yet?
No, not at all.
Hmm.
But her line is busy. Her, I don't know if she is very good at texting, but I certainly could try that.
I wonder if the lines are busy or they're full because there's so many people in queue.
I don't know. Let's see here. It's odd. Okay, let me try this again. 1, 7, 1, 3. And it is 2, 9, 9, 5, 5. I have, as a host, I have a different number to call in. Okay, let's see if we can get her. Okay. Nothing at all. Well, okay. Well, I am not a seer. I am a spiritual healer and counselor. So, perhaps I could talk with you.
Put us on hold and see if you can work with to try and get her on the line, and then come back to us once you.
I did already spoken with her once or twice. Let's see now. Yeah. Okay.
She's relying on busy again. Because it's possible she got a busy signal or something when she called. It just depends.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you call her and then conference her in on your line?
Let's see. That is a thought. That is a definite thought. Let me see if I can do that. Hello? Hello? Yes, it is. Listen. Okay, let me call you on my other line, okay?
Okay.
All right.
This is still Laura.
Okay. Hello. Can you hear me, Laura?
I can
yes,
hear
I
you.
Yes, I can.
It's Ada.
Oh, good. Here now, Laura. We have Laura.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Ada.
Go ahead.
She wants to know the question you want to ask, Lori.
Okay, so my question is, I'm looking for a job, and I have a second phone interview scheduled on Tuesday, and I'd like to see if I will be getting that job or something else, because I need to settle down permanently.
You know, Laura, when we're going for a job, if it's a job we want, then what we need to do is, when we've gotten the interview, then sit down and write out exactly what you want to say and how you are going to act. Like, be positive, be smiley, be ready to agree, and whatever you have to do to make it work in a harmonious, happy fashion. I have a feeling that you're going to get a very good option for this job because of the way it came through and the way you said it. So I have a feeling that by being smiley, by being straightforward, and by being positive, you've got the job. Does that make sense?
That
and
would
my,
be great.
And my little spirit guide says, research and find out something that you really like about that company and talk about it.
Let
to the,
them
to
know.
The person
yeah,
that you like. Not you're just wanting a job, but you like that company.
And you'd like to work with them.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
we have people.
I mentioned something like that in a thank you email to the first phone interview. So I did find something that I really liked about the company, and I wrote that in.
Good.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
Because of all of the commotion and the wait and delay, we're really short. Can you forgive us, Laura,
absolutely,
if we move on
happy
and let the other
year
person? Thank
absolutely
you so much.
Happy New Year to
thank
you.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
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 Who is this?
Hi.
Pardon?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
It's a,
yeah,
well, the 203.
Hi.
Is on the
okay
line.
Hi. This
and
is
you have
203.
A question?
I do. Do you do a general forecast for the year? I have two things. Work finances, and will I find love? I've been alone for a long
well
time.
Well, let me tell you this. Tomorrow I will be giving a talk on the new year and what it pertains to us. So, yes, I do that. And, yes, you have those things looking forward for you if you remain positive and happy and don't let negative thoughts overwhelm you. You have a tendency to let negativity overwhelm you, and you've got to stop that.
Uh-huh.
A very positive thought, if it is held in a positive manner within the heart, it comes to pass. As
okay
you have spoken, you shall receive if your heart is open and correct.
Can you give her your telephone number? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name's Pat.
Did you give?
Okay.
Okay. It's 520-896-9510.
And I didn't
I'm
hear, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm doing calls to people who want a future who want to know about their future individually, and they are calling in to find out what lays before them and how they can move forward.
May I ask what it costs?
And pardon? Donations. I take donations.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm unemployed, so that would be wonderful for me to donate.
Okay. Go ahead.
When should I call? I don't know where you're located. When
you
should
can
call
anytime after 6. Okay. Call after 6 a.m. Arizona time. Right now,
Arizona.
I think it is 10 after 4. Yeah, Arizona time. What time is it, Mark?
It's 8 a.m. our time. I think there's 2 hours between us now.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful. I'm so glad I connected.
Right. And anyone who wishes to call tomorrow, Mary, on that one day, the first day of the year, can call in and can donate whatever is feasible for them.
Very good.
And I will answer 15 minutes of questions.
Excellent. Okay.
Can you say the number again?
520-896-9510.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. Happy New Year. Hello. We have someone in 914 area code.
Okay.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for waiting so long.
Okay.
And who we're talking with?
My name is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
And what's your question?
I was wondering if you see EB or MG or KR working with me in my project that starts with an I.
It's very difficult to see anything because you are giving me numbers and no subject.
Oh, I have this project. Starts with an I. I've been working on it for a while. Now I want to bring it into fruition, and if I was wondering if you see one of these three gentlemen.
Whatever you're working on, according to your auric field, whatever you are working on, if you stay true to your heart measure, it will come to pass. If you deviate for any reason, for money or any other reason, it will not pass. But if you stay dedicated to your heart center on the project, it will come to pass.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You will succeed.
And I did get something that you need to focus on more than what you like and would want. More on the positive outcome and how much good this is going to do for people. Does that help you at all?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, maybe that's
okay.
Why I get a little lost on wondering who and just focus on the intention.
You've been caught up a little too much on the details and keep working on what you really want, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Many
Let's
blessings.
Go to our next caller. Thank you so much for calling in. And hang on there.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
On there, and that just helped me.
Hello.
We've
got a lady on 805.
Oh, that's me. Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name?
Donna. Hi.
Great. What would you like to ask of our seer, Ada Marie?
Okay, yeah, about a relationship. I'd like to be in a relationship this year, a committed, long-term relationship that would lead into marriage, and I wanted to know what you're picking up on that.
Well, the reason that many of your relationships have not turned into marriage is because there is a feeling there that you are not sure that you can trust. And that feeling seems to have been going on for a number of years. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I think I've worked through that, and it's just a matter of going very slowly with somebody, you know, being best friends and, yeah.
Good.
But are you really honest with yourself? There's a question I have to ask.
Yeah, I'm just not meeting anybody. That seems to be, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you will meet several people in the next 3 months, and you must be sure that in your heart center that you are content with these people. Whoever it is that you choose, you must feel content with them. You're not feeling that with people.
Yes, I do have to
and
feel
And if I'm wrong, I'll stand...
The feeling I'm getting is that instead of going to some place where you think you could meet somebody, it would be much better for you to go to places and do things that you really like, that bring out the very best in you, and then people will be attracted to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're out looking, you're not being.
Yeah, don't work so hard at it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's be yourself. There's a beautiful person there. If you just let it be, don't try to become somebody you're not, because it doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. We're close to running out of time, so because we had so much trouble getting started. So let's move on to the next person. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hello. We have someone on 631.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
I'm just wondering. They seem to be there, but I don't hear them. Well, let's try the next person.
Okay.
Hello, someone on 305 area code.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Who's calling?
I'm Deanna. I left you a note on the comments saying there was an announcement. The program is full. Call again. And they kept hanging up. So I wanted to let you know, but I had no other way to do it about Ava Marie.
Oh, my goodness. When somebody hung up, they made room for you. Okay.
Exactly.
That's why she couldn't get through.
And you can also extend the show. If you know how, you can also extend the show. I think a half hour, but I'm not an expert. I just tell you what I hear.
Ask your question quickly.
Okay. I've spoken to you, Ada Marie, with David recently, and I'm in Florida, and I was wondering, I need peace and good health. Tell me what you see, if you can.
Well, I can tell you that if you declare peace and good health and stand on it in your truth, you will get it. But if you allow yourself to feel pain or allow yourself to work in a sick way, you cannot become perfect. I declare perfect health morning and night by looking in my mirror, tapping my temples, and saying to myself, I am in perfect health. 10 times, and I am in perfect health. Mary can tell you that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're the one
that says,
I like me, so you
can
too. You're the one that says, I like me, so you can too, right?
Yes.
That's
Anita
right.
Kent.
I am the one that Anita said that.
Kent.
Yes, and I've told many people. And I just lost a dear friend who was an actress who has been loved a long time, and it's been really hard. So
you mean Debbie
you've
Reynolds?
You've got to love you so others can.
Yeah, I love Debbie Reynolds too. So
yes, I love
her.
You
know,
her.
An icon,
a light in my life, and so it's been a real.
And I never met her.
This lovely
lady. I never met her, but
yes.
I watched her so often, and I felt as if I knew her. So even though I realize I don't, pray for me if you can. My name is Deanna.
Okay, Deanna.
Gracias.
Absolutely.
Gracias,
absolutely.
Mary.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
What is your question?
Sure. My question, I need to get back to work, and I've been sick.
Okay. And at this time, it seems that you've been more depressed than sick. And the depression has made you sick. So, get in front of that mirror and talk to that mirror and talk to yourself and tap those temples and say, I refuse to harbor this negativity. I am in perfect health, mentally, physically, and emotionally. bing, 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 and do it 10 times morning and night, and in 7 days you'll see a difference.
Thank you. And let other people talk. Happy New Year.
The same
to you.
Happy
New Year to you. Yes.
Thank you.
I believe we are actually, this is not being recorded anymore, but we can still talk to each other. Is there a 914 here? Are you still on?
You took my question. Yeah, yes. You
took
my
question already. Okay. The other lady didn't somehow we lost someone. So anyway, just in general, for us who are hanging here, Ada Marie, what is your feeling about the upcoming year?
I feel that this is going to be an amazingly exciting and good year, and I'm going to do that talk tomorrow. But I feel like 16 has been a very, very difficult, and we've lost a lot of people. But 17 is going to give us the one, which is the power of God, the seven, which is perfection. Put the two together, we got an eight, which is a full ball of wax. So let's go. Let's make it happen. And do not allow your negativity or your sad feelings to carry you in the wrong direction. And I will be talking about this tomorrow. And
this is at the number that you gave out, is that correct? The 520 number?
Right. 896-9510. And at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So on my time. So your time would probably be 2 o'clock, I think. I don't know. But anyway.
If it's 5 o'clock your time, it'll be 3 o'clock our time.
Okay.
On the East Coast.
Okay. That's what it'll be then.
All right.
So I'm looking forward, because I can tell you that many, many wonderful things, and those of you who don't get on the line can call me individually at 520-896-9510, and that will create a need for a donation. But the donation is whatever fits your need, whatever fits you. Some people, over the years, people have sent me, $5 donation, but the next year they were in much better space, so they did fine, and that's all I care about. I want you to do well. I want you to be positive. I want you to be healthy. I want you to smile. I want you to get along with your coworkers and your family. I want you to move forward as a country that we are, should be moving forward in a happy, positive manner. I really believe in this nation, and I really believe it can come back to where it was. So let's keep working on it.
And one way of giving back is referrals.
That's right. Referring me gets you, well, four referrals get you a free reading. So that's it.
Very good.
And I always ask when people call who referred them, because I write it down.
Of course.
Yeah. I keep a track record of that.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, when you were trying to get on and couldn't get on, we are looking forward to a full solar eclipse in August.
Yes.
How are you getting vibrations from that already? Because I am
already, and I do feel it's going to turn to be a very positive event. It'll be like 3 months down from the event that things will really pop up and start moving, and in a positive manner, really great positive manner. And for some people, they will find themselves just dropped, you might say, into the right place at the right time with the right people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this year is going to be awesome for most everybody.
Uh-huh.
Little miracles. And don't forget to thank God for your miracles, because they are miracles.
Right.
They are miracles.
Very
really.
Good. Yes.
You know, you got to thank Him for those miracles. Today we had a fantastic miracle here. We had a storm come in. It stopped. It stopped.
Really?
And the things that were happening that needed to have, they needed to be able to get through with them to help people, they got through, and the storm had stopped, and then it started up again about 30 minutes ago. But it stopped. I said, okay, this storm is going to stop. They're going to let the men get to those people. They're going to get them out of there, and they're going to take them, and they're going to be safe. And they are out, and they went to the doctor or the clinic or wherever they took them to, and they are all okay. I had got a message just about 30 minutes before the show to tell me that, yes, everybody was saved, everybody was fine. So to me, that's a miracle.
Wonderful.
I consider that a miracle. And I see miracles every day, and I thank God for those miracles. And you see them too, and you just let them go. Don't let them go. Say thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are miracles. They're little tiny miracles, and they mean a lot.
And the more we recognize those miracles and give the credit for them and work through that way, the better, the more miracles will come to us. Because
that's right.
You don't talk to me, I don't talk to you. You know, the spirits
right.
take our reaction for their guidance.
That's right. And the energy that we possess, if it's positive through the heart and goes out, it's as powerful as a star emanating to you. So, you know, you are a wonderful being no matter who you are, no matter what position you're in. I've had people laying in bed, and they are sending out heartfelt healing and energy to other people, and they continue to do it, and eventually they're out of bed.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people come here and stay for 3 days and get up and walk away from a wheelchair and go. And they were heartfelt people.
Right.
That's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the heart and truth of the heart. So think about that. This is a new year we're going into, a much better year than last year. And everybody can move forward if their heart is open and positive and loving. That's the key. The love that goes out from you is what's going to come back. If anger
the law of cause and effect,
back.
That which you
right.
send out returns to you increased and multiplied.
It certainly does. And we want you to know that everybody, you are exactly what you think. You are what you think. I do a seminar on dumb thinking. It's a laughing affair, but, you know, everybody who comes to that seminar walks away with a whole new mindset, and they have laughed themselves silly because it is so funny, because someone will say, well, I hate the rain. Well, that's the last thing you should say. If it wasn't for rain, we wouldn't even be on the planet.
That's
you know?
Sure.
I mean, but that when that seminar sets up, I just call people, and they call their friends, and they come. And it's a seminar that tells you how to change your dumb thinking. Somebody says, well, I'm depressed. I said, why? Why would you say that? Do you really know what depressed is? Is it ironing a shirt and getting the wrinkles out? What is depressed? What does it mean? That you don't like somebody? Or somebody don't like you?
Or you don't like yourself.
I mean, what does it mean? It's a word. Quit using it.
More often, it's you don't like yourself.
That's right. That's the real truth. You don't like yourself, or you wouldn't feel that way.
Here
so,
you go.
Get out of it.
Okay.
All right, are we still on, Mary?
We are connected, but they're not. It's not being recorded, unfortunately, because of some they missed some good stuff. But we had a
mm-hmm.
terrible time getting started, and I really
yeah.
want to thank all of the people who hung in there. I mean, some of them called in 10 minutes early, and they were waiting until somebody had a really. I think it was Laura had a very bright idea. That I should call you.
That was good because I couldn't get through to you.
Yeah.
I knew the show was on, but I could not get through to you.
Yep.
There was no way to get through. And
so.
She was right on.
She sure was.
Yep.
And she made the show happen. So I think this that Laura's going to be blessed this week anyway.
She is, and that's a miracle. Yes. Laura created a miracle, and we should be very grateful to her for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and Laura, I want to thank you, and your year will be fantastic because you care, and you've always cared, and now you're going to see the return of that caring. Okay?
That's good. Okay. Well, let's just wind this up and say that this has been a tremendous success.
Any of you who wish to call tomorrow, 520-896-9510, please feel free to call after 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Arizona time.
Good.
Okay?
Okay, that'll be
8
Eastern time.
Yeah.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, 520-896-9510, and I will be on the phone. So have a wonderful, wonderful new year for those of you who can, and be positive. Every positive thought you think, you will make happen. So keep the positive energy flowing. Okay?
And love and light.
And love and light to all of you, and Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.